And so I'm particularly disturbed at what's happening in New York right now, right before September 11th, with the so-called Ground Zero mosque. I hate even to repeat those words because we're not talking about Ground Zero and we're not talking about a mosque, right? We're talking about a community, an Islamic community center that would like to be housed in the local Burlington Coat Factory, an abandoned building of years in downtown Manhattan. And you think about all of the hoopla around this as they talk about hallowed ground. Yes, it is hallowed ground, Ground Zero. But when you look at the porn shops and the pawn shops and the abandoned buildings that make up that area now, to bring in a vibrant community center, what could be better? A center of understanding. I think what's happening now is this community center is filling a number of holes, particularly the hole at Ground Zero. As billionaire developers bicker over what should be there, we still have a hole. There's never been a proper monument to those who have died. And so the Islamic Center becomes the battleground. And then, of course, the August news hole, when the media is looking for something to fill this area. And then there's the hole of leadership. Last week, I gave a speech at the iftar ceremony, right? The breaking of the fast for Ramadan in Brooklyn. We need religious leaders, particularly Christian and Jewish leaders, standing together in every community, welcoming Muslims, celebrating what our forefathers and foremothers died for and why they came to establish the United States to begin with, religious persecution. We need that leadership in every community around the country. And we need it from local community leaders, standing up. When one of us is oppressed, we are all oppressed. And we have to take that to heart. Because if we are concerned about national security, there's nothing more dangerous than projecting this hate to the rest of the world. The reason it's hallowed ground is because so many thousands of people died on September 11th, 2001, attacked at the World Trade Center with these planes that hit it, also one hitting the Pentagon, and then one going down in Pennsylvania. All of the many people who died, yes, thousands of people, one of my classmates died, we all knew many people who died at Ground Zero. And among those were scores of Muslims who died. I think of Salman Hamdani. He died on September 11, 2001. He was a 23-year-old research assistant at Rockefeller University. He had a degree in biochemistry, but he was also a police cadet and an EMT, an emergency medical technician. He didn't have to go down to Ground Zero. He was going to work. But when he heard what had happened, he raced down. And he died with so many others. He's one of the American heroes of September 11th. There is a remarkable story around Salman Hamdani about what happened to him. His parents were desperate. Talat and Salim Hamdani. They, like so many others, rushed from hospital to hospital, morgue to morgue. They were giving their DNA. They were trying to figure out what happened. Where was their son? And then in October, they went to Mecca to pray. And while they were there, a newspaper article came out in the New York Post. It was headlined, "Missing or Hiding? Mystery of the NYPD cadet from Pakistan," screamed the headline. The sensational article noted that someone fitting Hamdani's description had been seen near the Midtown Tunnel a full month after 9/11. His family was interrogated. Hamdani's internet use and politics were investigated. And then on March 20th, 2002, his remains were found at Ground Zero. His parents investigated, he himself investigated, they were surrounded by media constantly. Ultimately, he would be praised by President George W. Bush as a hero, mentioned by name in the USA Patriot Act, which his mother, Talat, abhors. In fact, Ray Kelly, the police commissioner of New York, Mayor Bloomberg, and Congressman Gary Ackerman all ultimately spoke at his funeral 6 months later, but not before his parents went through hell. Yes, Salman is one of the people that sanctifies Ground Zero.